It was the first Emancipation Proclamation of the Civil War, and it wasn't issued by Abraham Lincoln. We'll go to that site, the famous battle and edict of the war, on today's edition of The American Countryside.
Join Farm Journal agronomists this summer in Murfreesboro, Tennessee for the Farm Journal Yield Tour. Held on August 16th, the event will be led by industry expert Missy Bauer, along with speakers from Valent, Trimble, and AgriGold. Covered topics include assessing technology for maximum return and mastering variable rate and multi-hybrid planting. There will also be a live taping of U.S. Farm Report with Ty Morgan. This event is brought to you in partnership by AgriGold, Trimble, and Valent. Visit agweb.com/farmjournalyieldtour to find a stop near you.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you were able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
After the War of 1812, the United States began to build a series of forts along the East Coast to protect the nation from a foreign invasion. Fort Pulaski, near Savannah, Georgia, was one such structure. But David Underwood says the old brick fort never received much notoriety until shots were fired at a famous fort just up the coast.
After the first shots were fired at Fort Sumter, the governor of Georgia didn't want the same thing to happen here at Fort Pulaski that happened in Fort Sumter. So he raised up a militia to come out, and it was only two people here.
And with only two federal employees occupying Fort Pulaski, there wasn't even a fight for the Confederate militia to take over the place. But just 1 year after those first shots of the war were fired, the Union began to shell Fort Pulaski. The siege lasted only 30 hours. 3 days later, Union General David Hunter issued a historic proclamation. Order No. 7 declared all slaves held in Georgia, Florida, and South Carolina to be free. It was an Emancipation Proclamation issued months ahead of President Lincoln's.
It said that any slave that was working here or living here at Fort Pulaski or Cotspur Island would be freed. And he took it another step further than that. He said that if any slave could get to Fort Pulaski, they would be free. And so now slaves would just have to get over to Fort Pulaski, no longer taking that trip up into Canada.
Hunter's edict was quickly rescinded by Lincoln. But Hunter began to recruit former slaves into the military at Fort Pulaski.
We're not sure exactly how many did come out to Fort Pulaski, but we do know that there were enough for two regiments to be formed.
Today, Fort Pulaski is a national monument in the Park Service, a place that commemorates the site of the first emancipatory act issued by General Hunter. Traveling the countryside, in Savannah, Georgia, I'm Andrew McRae.